So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
720 WGN, our legal eagle, Karen Conti, joins us. Her firm is Conti and Dolan, and we've all had one ear open about what is happening at the Trump trial. Of course, today there was conversation. There was another hearing. Would it be called a hearing where they were determining whether he was, you know, in contempt?
Right. You would call it a contempt hearing for violation of the gag order.
And even the prosecution said, look, we don't want to put him in jail, but we do want to fine him. He's got to stop doing this. But then yesterday, even though he knew this hearing was come up, he went out into the halls and he did the same thing all over again. How are they going to stop him?
Yeah, I don't know that they are. You know, my guess is the judge is going to fine him. It seems like the judge actually used the words with the lawyer, you know, saying that, you know, you're losing credibility with me, because the lawyer kept arguing that Trump was saying these things in response to some sort of comments that were made. And he also had the defense that he was just repeating what other people were saying, which was false. So my guess is the judge is going to fine him for, you know, at least some of the allegations. I think there were 10 charges altogether.
I got to tell you, the internet is filled with memes about David Pecker. David Pecker, former CEO of National Enquirer. People are obsessed with his name, especially with this trial. But he testified today that they made up that story about Ted Cruz's dad being associated with Lee Harvey Oswald before he assassinated John Kennedy. I want to know how that's relevant to the charges, but that went far beyond the National Enquirer. That story got picked up and carried by many media outlets.
I guess the lesson that we learned today is that you can't trust the Enquirer for anything. I mean, occasionally the Enquirer is a good source because they pay for stories. And if you have a secret and you want to be paid for it, you know, you might be the only one that has that story. But that was outrageous. I mean, that was outrageous that they just completely fabricated it. And they were fabricating stuff about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton all along to help Trump. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what they were doing. And I think that, you know, the question is, how is it relevant to the Trump trial? Well, I think, first of all, I think the prosecution is trying to dirty Trump up to say, look, he was part of this whole scheme. But from a legal standpoint, there's a law in New York that says that you can't conspire to basically promote a candidate through unlawful means. It's an election law. So you can promote a candidate, okay, that's no problem. But if you do it through illegal means, that becomes a crime. And I think the argument going to be is that there was this conspiracy between Trump and Michael Cohen and the National Enquirer to you know, promote Trump, but then they were going to cook the books to make it look like these payments that were being made to quash stories about, you know, whether Trump had an illegal child out of wedlock and all this other stuff. All of that was what the books were being cooked to say, that was payment for attorney's fees, when in fact it was payoffs. And so I think that's where they're heading with this testimony.
Okay, because that was the most salacious news of the day. There was testimony that Trump fathered a child with a housekeeper at Trump Tower. And when I promoted the fact you were coming up and that was part of the testimony, people were like, wait, you're talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, I'm not. So was that brought up? Was it, and who gave that testimony?
I believe that it was Pecker, and that it was supposedly true, and they actually bought that story as well. So what they were doing is this catch and kill, they call it. So, you know, when Stormy Daniels says, "Hey, I had an affair with Trump," the Enquirer says, "I'll pay you X amount of dollars to capture that story. You can't give it to anyone else." And she gets the money, and then they swallow it. They don't print it, and they just take the hit. And, you know, the real question I have here is, why is Pecker, I mean, obviously he likes Donald Trump, and obviously he wants Donald Trump to win, but this is a lot of money coming out of their company's pocket to do what? To promote a presidential candidate? It strikes me as very strange.
Right. And he said he only gave his testimony knowing that he could not be prosecuted himself, correct?
Right. He had an immunity deal. And my guess is that he really didn't do anything illegal because he didn't cook the books. Was he part of a scheme to skew the election and to publish false things? Sure, but that's not a crime. But I think his lawyers probably said, out of an abundance of caution, you give me immunity and I'll sing like a bird, which is what he's doing now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not illegal to pay hush money, right? So the cooking of the books, as you say, that's the illegal part here.
It is. And though I will say that's kind of a minor thing, you know, to miscategorize an expense on your tax returns is not the hugest offense in the world. But what the prosecution is doing is making it into a larger case of conspiracy to violate these election laws. And listen, the jury is hearing these salacious things, that he's involved with all these false claims, that he fathered a child, that he had affairs with porn stars. I mean, this doesn't make him look good. And the jury, although the jury is supposed to follow jury instructions, you know, you gotta not really have a lot of respect for someone if these allegations are actually true. So, and you know, certainly the public is hearing these things, but if you're a Trump fan, you probably don't care.
Well, and it looks like Michael Cohen will probably play a big role with his testimony. And in the opening arguments, didn't the prosecutors try and, you know, warm up to the jury that yeah, he's a convicted felon, but...
Absolutely, because that's going to be huge in the cross-examination. Here's a convicted felon testifying against his former boss, sour grapes, etc. But, you know, when you have a case like this, this is what you do. You say, as a prosecutor, you say, we didn't pick Michael Cohen to testify. Donald Trump picked Michael Cohen to be his lawyer for years upon years. He knew that what a person he was. He must have thought Michael Cohen was credible, and he trusted him with all of his extremely important decisions about how to spin all these things. So we didn't pull him out of thin air. This was Donald Trump's boy.
There's just a lot to unpack in all of this. And they were saying originally they thought it would last like 6 weeks, but it seems to be moving pretty quickly. Do you expect it to go that long?
It doesn't seem like it will, but my guess is that there's going to be some testimony that backs up some of these, some of the testimony. There's going to be, like, you know, maybe phone records, and there's going to be texts, and there's going to be documentation confirming the transfers, confirming that what we're doing here. So I think that although this testimony is very, you know, interesting and exciting, I think there's going to be some of it that's not as such. It's going to be more, you know, just taps on phones and recorded phone records, notes and calendars and things like that, that the jury is going to get to see.
Thank you so much for joining us, Karen.
All right, Lisa, take care.
Karen Conti, she has a new book out about her time with John Wayne Gacy as well. You should check that out. It's called Killing Time. All right, coming up next, Lauren's News on 720 WGN.